Good morning. Y'all know that song by Billy Joel? Don't go changing to try and please me. I can't ever get the tune right, you know, but you never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar and I don't see you anymore. Y'all remember that? Okay. Don't imagine you're too familiar and I don't see you anymore. I woke up Wednesday morning with just those lyrics, those two lines going through my head, and I don't know why except that I felt like God was speaking to me with those two lines of a song. When you got as many song lyrics in your head as I've got, sometimes God uses those to speak to you. Too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. So I'm like, Lord, what are you saying to me? What are you saying to me? Too familiar. I'd been praying and wondering why I have at least three Bibles that look like this. Two of them have totally fallen apart, but why I have three Bibles that look like this from the past, because I wore them out, reading, studying, searching, praying. And now I read my Bible every day, a verse or two, but is it too familiar? Do I not really see or hear it anymore because it's been a part of me for 40 years? And you know, I began to realize that all of life can be kind of like that. The Bible gets too familiar and it doesn't convict us and encourage us and give us life like it used to. The gospel is too familiar and it doesn't bring us tears of joy and gratitude like it did that one time. And what about people? Our spouse. How many of us walk through the door and when we see our spouse, our husband, our wife, we see them as a very valuable person? Or do we just use them to dump our day? Or do we just not see them at all? I mean, thank God that we have people that we can dump on, but is that all they are? Our coworkers, do we see them? Or do we just show up to do a job? Our friends, our kids, our parents, do we take them for granted or have they become too familiar? Do we see the people in our lives? Are they like an old piece of furniture that will always be there for us to plop down on when we need it? I'm afraid too often God and people just become dumping grounds for us to unload on, and we don't really see them unless they don't show up for us like they're supposed to. Is this hitting home with anybody? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just too familiar. I don't see you anymore. I remember when my girls were little and they would stay with my mom and they would be perfectly fine with her all day long and I would get there to pick them up and as soon as they saw me, they would come running to me and they would just start crying and complaining and all of that because I was their dumping ground. I was that safe place. And that's perfectly natural for children with their parents, right? I mean, if you've got children, you know, you are the one. You're just a dumping ground. But if my children grow up and that's all that I am, is a dumping ground, a place for them to come and dump their problems, and I'm not also a friend, a person that they value and they desire to spend time with, then something's wrong. And something is wrong with most of us. We're on such a fast pace to go somewhere. It's as Jackson Brown said in that song, Bright Baby Blues. He said, I'm sitting down by the highway, down by that highway side. Everybody's going somewhere, riding just as fast as they can ride. I guess they've got a lot to do before they can rest assured their lives are justified. And then he says, but pray to God for me, baby. He can let me slide. And you know, I think maybe what God would say to us this morning, me and the people in your life that are the most important to you are too familiar. They've become too familiar to the point to where you don't really see them anymore. And that's not justified in my sight. My verse of the day, Wednesday, when I woke up the morning that I woke up with this going through my head, was Galatians 5:14. And that verse says, "For the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love others as you love yourself." Do you hear that? The whole law. The whole law. That means the whole law. Can be summed up. You can sum it up. The whole law. In one command. Love others. Love others as you love yourself. In other words, God's greatest concern about how we live our lives is not how successful we are, how popular we are, how much money we make, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's how we love others. But what happens to a lot of us is that people, especially our most important relationships, become dumping grounds. They are too familiar. And we don't see them anymore. So I invite you this morning, as God has invited me this week, to ask God to show you what or who in your life has become too familiar and you don't see them anymore. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, I'm just too tired for that. I'm too beat up myself to worry about anybody else. I was thinking as Paul was praying this morning, our prayer list is just long. It's on and on. We have so many and so many needs. And I know we're tired. We're beat up. We're sick. And sometimes when we get that way, we can't see anybody else. And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, well, maybe the problem is that God Himself has become too familiar. And maybe we need to start here. Has God become just a dumping ground for all of our problems and complaints and not the one who restores our soul, whose word makes us tremble, whose commands we obey? Think about Psalm 23. We all know that from memory, probably. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. If God is too familiar, we won't see him as the shepherd, the leader, the one who calls us into the sheepfold. Has he become too familiar? Do we tremble at his word? Isaiah 66:2. I want to start with verse 1 where he says, "Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? And where is a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word." If God is too familiar, we won't see him as the one that we should tremble before. You know, as that verse says, to this one I will look. God is saying, to this one I'm going to pay attention to. To this one I'm going to look. I'm going to listen to his prayers. To the one that is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. And we all want God to look at us, don't we? But do we see him? Do we see him? Do we see him as the one that said in John 14:15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And his commandment in 1 John 3:23 is this, to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another. If God is too familiar, we won't be quick to listen and to obey. I know God's word tells us to cast all of our cares on him. And I do a lot of that. I do a lot of casting and dumping my cares on God. But as God reminded me this week, I need to be careful not to become too familiar with him to the point to where I don't see him anymore. I don't see him as he really is. To where I presume, as the Bible says, upon his kindness, not knowing that his kindness is meant to lead me to repentance. To the point where I become flippant in his presence. And I don't treat him with the reverence and awe that the one that says, to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite and trembles at my word. You know, God doesn't have needs. Have you ever thought about that? God doesn't have any needs. He doesn't need me to do anything for him. He's totally self-existent. He's not dependent on anyone or anything. He is I am. But he does have desires and commands. He desires to be worshiped and honored and to have first place and the first fruits of our lives, which include time and money and everything else that we receive. God desires the first share of it. Not because he needs it, but because we need to give it to him. He created us and he knows that we will never be whole without putting him first. And that's why it's not just God's desire. He commands it of us because we need it to be whole. We wonder why we're so stressed out, washed up, overworked, underappreciated, looking for a hint of joy in food or drink or Netflix. And could it be it's because we have become too familiar with the source of joy himself? We think we know all about him, and we've exhausted all he has to offer. So we go looking for love and joy in all the wrong places. It's kind of like we were talking about this Wednesday night in our ladies group. In Jeremiah, he talks about, God says, you've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and you've hewed out cisterns for yourselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. And we keep pouring stuff into these cisterns, trying to find what only God can give. We think we know his word and all that it says, and there's nothing new that he wants to say. Been there, done that. I've tried church, tried to listen to the preacher. I've tried Bible study. I've tried small group. It doesn't do it for me. It's because we've become too familiar, and we don't see God for who he really is. Yeah, we pray all day long. We pray all day long. We dump our stuff on him all day long. But do we see him? Do we see him? Do we see who he really is? Because he's not the dump. He's God, the creator of the universe, the one who dwells in unapproachable light. And I really didn't mean for this to be like a downer message this morning. Y'all are real quiet, so I feel like it's kind of a real downer, but the thing is, this world is going to hell in a handbasket, so to speak. I mean, everywhere we look, people's lives are a mess, and there is no joy, there is no hope, there is no righteousness, there is no holiness, and we've got to have God intervene. We've got to know him. We've got to be able to say, yes, I know him, and he is the source of my joy and my life. I am filled with his spirit so that I can offer this dying world something. So I'll close with this thought. Tuesday night, we have prayer at 7 here each week, and not a lot of people come, and I'm not about to lay a guilt trip on anybody, because I have no idea what you're doing, what you're supposed to be doing. I am so far beyond thinking that I know what other people need to be doing with their lives. So that's not my point. A lot of weeks, I don't want to come to myself. And in fact, most weeks, I'd rather stay home. Or if I'd been here all day long, I'd rather go home. But this past week, there were 6 of us sitting in that little room. And I understand if some people find it awkward. It can be awkward for me. I play music, if you've ever been. I play some prayer music in the background because I have this horrible constant ringing in my ears. I don't know if anybody can relate to that. And when I'm in a very quiet place, all I can hear is this terrible ringing in my ears. So I have to play some music so I don't completely go insane. You know, I got one of those brains that I think, it's like this quote I read recently says that the door to sanity has been left slightly ajar. You know, it's like, anyway. But there have been a few times when I begin to pray and the tears just well up. Because sometimes, I'll sit there and I can't think of anything to say. And I have to make myself pray because I've learned that I need to do that. To quit wondering what I should say, what would be a good thing to pray, what would sound right, you know, and so I'll begin to pray, and that happened to me Tuesday night. I just began to pray, and the tears began to well up in me, and I began to get a glimpse of just how much I need God. And how much I love God and I want God to come into my life, into your life, into this church, into my family, into my children. I want him to come in power. And I don't want to be too familiar or just for him to be a dumping ground for all my problems and requests. Because I just want to be able to sit in his presence and be made whole as I adore who he is. Because that is our only hope, is to sit in his presence. And as Jesus told Martha, Mary's chosen the good thing, the thing that will not be taken away from her. She's chosen to sit here in my presence, to listen to my word, and to worship me. That's where we're going to be made whole. And I believe that we all want that. If we could just be still long enough for him to let us speak to us. So I hope all of us will spend some time this week asking God to show us who he is. And if we have imagined him as too familiar and that we don't really see him anymore. And look at the people in your life that God has blessed you with. Spouses, friends, coworkers, parents, kids. Are they too familiar? Are they just a dumping ground? God, have mercy and help us to love others, to see others, and especially to see you as you really are. And thank you that we can know that you hear our prayer and will answer in Jesus' name. Amen.